Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can personalize the ticker that crawls across the bottom of your screen? Simply tap on Menu in the upper right, then choose Settings and Personalize My Ticker. If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
Ellen Zentner, my guest host this hour, and I have been dying, thrilled to have her here. Finally, I have some wonderful charts that show careful thinking on the glide path of the American job market. You and Lewis Alexander have hit the ball out of the park with a terrific study. There's this thing called Okun's Law, which compares output to unemployment. Let's start with the idea we're really not where we ought to be when you look at the relationship of output to jobs, are we?
No, we're not. And, you know, Bernanke has described this as a puzzle. It may, in fact, be, you know, Greenspan's conundrum is now Bernanke's puzzle. Maybe this will plague him for some time. But he thinks he has the answer, and we think he does as well, and that is that Okun's Law, which describes that relationship between economic growth and changes in unemployment, says that if the economy is growing greater than potential, then unemployment rate should be dropping, and if it's growing below potential, then the unemployment rate should be rising. And, you know, there were a lot of economic relationships that were knocked way out of whack from the financial crisis. And Okun's Law certainly appears to be one of those. So in 2009, when GDP had fallen by 0.3%, not a huge decline, but fallen by 0.3%, the unemployment rate grew by 3 percentage points, increased by 3 percentage points. So it appeared to be a huge outsized increase in the unemployment rate given the mild drop in GDP. And of course, you know, businesses were slashing jobs in a way that we've never seen since the Great Depression. So, of course, that explained a lot of it. Now, flip to 2011, when the unemployment rate fell Q4 over Q4 by almost a full percentage point, while GDP grew by just a meager 1.6%. Now, that's below potential. How did the unemployment rate come down by nearly a full percentage point? And that is Bernanke's puzzle. And so he explains it as pretty much a payback. So we're getting paid back for that time when unemployment rate grew outsized compared to the slow growth in the economy, and now has come down much more so than the weak economic growth would predict. Now, what that means going forward is that explains why Bernanke said he expects labor market softening in the future. He expects that as productivity rates return to normal, that would actually put upward pressure on the unemployment rate.
When do we get under 8%? I mean, when you sort all this out, getting under 8%, the chairman would suggest, is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, it will be a challenge. And the central tendency forecasts that were put out in the January Summary of Economics Projections table, that's the table that we get from all the Fed participants four times a year at all of those two-day meetings. And, of course, we've got our next two-day meeting coming up next week for the FOMC. But as of January, those projections were 8.2 to 8.5 for the fourth quarter of 2012. They're going to have to mark to market, because the unemployment rate is already at 8.2, which is the bottom range of what their expectation was of where we'd be at the end of 2012. So we're going to see a little bit of mark-to-market in those tables next week.
Yeah, very quickly, you've got another terrific chart on this big battle over labor participation. The optimist saying we're in a new regime with less labor participation. You suggest the actual trend line goes the other way, and that we've got to get labor participation up.
Yeah, so there's a cyclical part of labor force participation. And so to the extent that you've had a drop in some of the cohorts, men, women across various ages, to the extent that some of that decline in labor force participation rate is cyclical, that has to come back at some point as the labor market improves.
Ellen Zentner.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.